This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of being often imitated but hardly duplicated. Straight up, as most of you know, my name is Pedro, and of course the godfather Larry Murch is on vacation. He's in Maui, Hawaii. Of course, we're talking about the big upset. Wow, what an upset. A 20-1 underdog. Wow, a 268-pound guy. A guy quite on the obese side, knocking out a trim, ready 29-year-old former 2012 Olympic gold medalist, the IBF, the WBA, and the WBO heavyweight champion. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, knocked out in the seventh round straight up, a knockout. We'll hear from Ruiz. Got to give Ruiz props. Got to spit all over Anthony Joshua. When I say spit, I mean spit with an H. Straight up, the guy fought like a stiff. He fought like an amateur. He fought like a guy that had never boxed before. It's like he was scared for some reason. I just don't get it. I mean, listen, when you don't use the attributes that you have that you bring to the ring, you're in trouble. If you're a taller guy, you've got to use that height and reach. He didn't use that height and reach. He was willing to bend his knees and fight with Andy Ruiz, which was a serious mistake. I mean, Andy throws punches. I mean, he's throwing punches. He may throw punches sloppy. He may throw punches in a manner that's not like crisp, like spears or anything like that. But the same could be said of Anthony Joshua. So while we want to give props to Andy Ruiz, we want to spit all over Anthony Joshua, because the 29-year-old, 6'6", Olympic gold medalist from 2012, well, guess what? He's done as a fighter. Stick a fork in him, baby. The UK baby is dead. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 211, of course, a plethora of other internet platforms. Straight up, we'll hear from Ali. We'll hear from Andy Ruiz next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera system started under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do.
The new World Heavyweight Champion, according to the World Boxing Organization, the International Boxing Federation, and the WBA, the World of Bunko and Anarchy, get this, is Andy Ruiz, a.k.a. the Frito Bandito. Got to give him some credit, I guess, for showing up and looking like that. I mean, I'd be ashamed to go out in public. I just would. I'd be ashamed to go out in public and looking like that. And the reason why I say that, I've dropped 20 pounds the last couple of months. But the bottom line is, Andy Ruiz, 268 pounds at the weigh-in about 2 days before the fight, went in there and fought a guy that bent his knees. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua. You're fighting a bigger guy. You don't fight down to his level. And I mean, his height. And his level, because I think as far as level was concerned, I really thought that going in that maybe Joshua was a better boxer than Mr. And Daniel Ruiz. But guess what? He got hit with a shot of left hook. Maybe he never recovered from him. But at the end of the day, we have a new Mexican world heavyweight champion. And, you know, and I'm not going to say that he's the next Evander Holyfield, the next Muhammad Ali, the next Sonny Liston. But guess what? He is Andy Ruiz.
Good evening, everybody. What can I say? I think that goes down as one of the big heavyweight shocks of all time. An incredible night of drama from top to bottom. And tonight deserves to Andy Ruiz, a new heavyweight world champion. I thought it was an incredible fight. Third round, I've got to say, I thought you were done. And you came back, and that was one of the best one of the best rounds I've ever seen. Definitely in heavyweight boxing. We respect you. Been a pleasure dealing with you. You stepped up. You were one of the few that wanted this fight. You called this fight out. Manny, I'm very pleased with you as well.
Thank you, sir.
Tom, Sam, well done. Still a great night for you. Over to you, Andy.
You know what? I just want to thank God, man. This wouldn't have been possible. And all this hard work, especially my team, my coach. We've been working really hard, man, really hard. And I wanted to prove everybody wrong. All the doubters thinking that I was going to lose in the third round, first round. I was looking at comments as well. But what do you know, man? I'm the first Mexican heavyweight champion of the world. It's a blessing, man. This wouldn't have happened, man, but thanks to Eddie Hearns, my team, Al Heyman, everybody, my dad, Ash. I'm still pinching myself to see if this is real, man. Wow. It's amazing. Mom, I love you. I love you, and our lives is going to change. We don't have to struggle no more. Thanks to God. Everything happened for a reason, baby.
Jimmy from Boxing Action Magazine. I have a question for you, but first I have to say to Mr. Eddie Hearn, I don't know who makes your bout, but this is, the matchmaker is unbelievable. I mean, this is
the best night of 2019 boxing you can possibly have. Every match was a grudge match, and we gotta give Mr. Eddie Hearn a Matchroom an odd round of applause for tonight.
I swear that wasn't a setup, but it did look like one. Listen, from our side, we're absolutely devastated, but it is boxing. And, you know, from the Katie Taylor fight, the Callum Smith performance, even Coyle Algieri was on at 5:30. Guazzi, I thought Josh Kelly against Ray Robinson was fantastic. But we wanted to put on a night at the Garden that you will never forget. And there is absolutely no doubt you will never forget that. And, you know, speaking on behalf of AJ, I think he's still seeing the doctor. He's fine. He will be absolutely devastated. You know, he's a man of huge respect, and he's genuinely over the moon for Andy Ruiz. I think you can see that in the ring, you know. He's been there, he knew what it was like to win these, and I promise you he'll be back stronger. He'll be absolutely devastated when this kicks in. So it's bittersweet for us. It was just an incredible night of boxing at the Garden. I'm sure everyone will remember it forever, but unfortunately the result didn't go the way we wanted.
Andy, hold on.
Guys, I'll go to everyone, okay? Yes. Yes, there is, yeah. And listen, I think Andy will fancy the rematch. You know, it's not a fight that... It's just stopped Anthony Joshua. So it's not a situation where he's going, oh, I don't believe I can win the rematch. And, you know, if he wins that rematch, he really puts himself in position as, in my opinion, the golden goose of the division. So he's in a great position now. Anthony, of course, has got to accept that rematch. Knowing him, I'm almost certain that he will want to do that. He gave Andy the opportunity, and, you know, it's part of the agreement. And like I said, I believe Manny and Andy will believe they could do it again. So, you know, it's going to be a thrilling fight.
Man, that's crazy that happened, right? Man, that was my first time in the canvas. And when I was in the canvas, I was like, whoa, what the hell just happened? But I had to get him back, you know? I think that's when the Mexican blood in me, the Mexican warrior that I have, I had to return the favor.
You know, there's no doubt about it. The Mexican pride, as far as fighters are concerned, it's really there. But, you know, it also comes with conditioning. And you got to give Andy Ruiz credit. He was in shape. He was fat. He doesn't punch. He doesn't punch well. He doesn't. I mean, you know, forget his record. I mean, he's got a nice record, but you know, 33-1, 22 KOs. Outside of Joshua, who didn't look to be all that much last night, I'm telling you, Joshua froze like a deer in the headlights. It was like somebody stole his wife. Oh no! He stole Amir Khan's wife. That's what it was. Well, maybe Amir Khan snatched his wife back, because last night he was fighting like a man that was just totally outside of himself. He just wasn't there. I mean, you know, I looked in his eyes. I said to myself, this doesn't look like the most confident guy in the world. I said, if I'm going in here against two-ton Tony Galento, I'm in the king of the taco truck. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to exercise I'm ready to throw with leverage, man. I'm ready to throw from being 6'7". I'm not ready to go down and fight like at 6 feet. He bent his knees. In other words, I'm not big enough, so I'm going to make myself small to your size. He fought to Andy Ruiz's size. He's an amateur. The bottom line is, you get these guys, I hate to say it, but you get these guys and you condition them. And what they are is, they're conditioned street fighters. They're not boxers per se. And you know what? I'll say this. Anthony Joshua had one damn thing to say after the fight. What was it? That's Anthony Joshua. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do? fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a sobering thought.
Check the clock's 22, make it 23 minutes past the hour. Hour number one of two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. The show starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We run for 2 hours, of course. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live all around the entire world, baby. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Andy Ruiz, wow, give him some props. As I said, I tried to, the Frito Bandito, say what you want about him, but he won. I mean, you know, you can knock him all you want. I mean, Pedro, you can call him a slob, you can call him, you know, underprepared. He wasn't underprepared, he won. But what does that say about Anthony Joshua? It says that Anthony Joshua, I hate to say it, but I was dead wrong, much like David Price. When I said David Price was the next star as far as European heavyweight boxing was concerned, he couldn't take a punch. And then when I had Tyson Fury on the show, and then Tyson Fury got knocked down by that Marine, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but the Marine knocked him down, and I said to myself, well, maybe Tyson Fury ain't for real. Well, now Tyson Fury's back. And I think Tyson Fury is the premier guy at heavyweight. Of course, Deontay Wilder going to take on the Cuban, Luis Ortiz. Like, I really need to see that one again. It's sort of like trying to eat a sandwich again, except you have to barf it up first and then eat it again. Regurgitate it, okay? You don't want to do that, especially in the world of boxing. But Deontay Wilder, the Elsie the Cow that he is of Borden's fame, of course, took this easy fight, came off the easy fight with Brazil. He's just looking to bank. And I understand that you got to make money. I mean, if you live in Alabama, I guess, you know, you need a whole lot of money because the cost of living there is like San Francisco and Manhattan. I understand. Okay, but, you don't have to keep pimping the people. Okay? He and Anthony Joshua, the greed of both these men is what prevented the super fight from happening, because that would have been the super fight, Wilder versus Joshua. Now it has no luster whatsoever, as a short, fat guy is, quote, the world heavyweight champion. That being said, I take it from San Francisco to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, and we bring in the undefeated lad, John Signorella. John, you said Andy put up a good fight. You said Andy would be competitive for a little bit. You didn't say Andy would win.
Hey, I tell you what, man, the shocker for me wasn't the fact that he won. It's how he did it. Now, granted, it's heavyweight boxing, and in heavyweight boxing, one punch kills. But this wasn't a one punch KO. This was a systematic boxing beatdown. The shorter, wider man walked down and out jabbed the bigger, taller, stronger man. And I tell you what, skill and will prevailed over the size and stature of Anthony Joshua. What a great performance last night. Viva Mexico.
True, great performance, but I'm going to say it again, okay? If you give me a guy like that, a guy that's going to fight like that, a guy that's going to, listen, he's got a 4-inch or a 5-inch height advantage, and he's going to bend his knees and come down and fight the shorter guy. I mean, this was boxing ignorance 101.
Yes, as we say in Italian, stunad, very stupid. I don't understand why Joshua did that. He was leaning down and allowing Andy Ruiz to jab him with jab trajectories to the chest, knocking him off balance. Did you see Joshua get rocked to the chest by a jab that sent that man back a couple of feet? That's where I knew he was in trouble. And he was squaring up, Joshua was. Every single time
squaring
he was trying
up.
To counter.
Oh.
Yeah. Perfect. He was trying to counter Ruiz, and he would be off balance because of Ruiz's hand speed. He wasn't expecting to get hit with 2, 3, 4 pieces. Say what you want about Andy Ruiz, anyone in the world going into this fight. After this fight, hey, man, this guy's a hero. Credit to him. He shows the world don't matter how you look. It's all about how you act and behave, especially when you go in there with great mental poise and focus and a game plan. He had that. Anthony Joshua did not.
Anthony Joshua doesn't have it in the intestinal fortitude department. I looked in his eyes there, and there wasn't, you know what, he wasn't looking for a plan B. He was looking to get out. The guy put his hands up on the ropes. He turned around, basically he turned around, spit out his mouthpiece when he's on the ground. The referee should have said, you know what, punk, you're out of here right then and there. Because I never spit out my mouthpiece. I remember one time getting hit semi-low and getting my ass whooped in this fight and having to fake the low blow in order to try to get my head together. Saying to myself, wow, this guy's overwhelming me. But, how could I put this? Anthony Joshua fought down to the size of Andy Ruiz, and I think that led to his demise. That and the fact, I think, that I put too much stock in him, and I think that, you know, even Hector Martinez, we thought, Hector sent me a text last night, Roberto Duran's ex-manager says to me, he's a bum! Joshua's a bum! And he goes, no. He goes, Pete, let's go back, and I want you to go back and look at the fight as if you were going to fight this dude in the Golden Gloves, and he was your size. What would you do? Just basically what Andy Ruiz did, except look a little bit better doing it. Okay, that's just, he was there to be taken. Joshua brought himself. He was leaning over his feet. I couldn't get that. Who taught him how to do that? If you're 6'7", the last thing you want to do is lean over your feet. And what I mean by that, people listening on the radio, is that his head, and Johnny, maybe you saw this, was over his knees.
He was leaning way too much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I picked up on that observation. That's why he was getting caught, especially with that left hook. Remember that left hook in round 3? That was the game changer of the fight, man. The temple shot knocked Joshua's equilibrium off. And I believe, even though there was a couple more knockdowns after that, that was the game changer of the fight. And let's not forget that Ruiz scored that moments after he got floored himself from a big shot, getting off the canvas. When he went down, he looked at Joshua like, oh, bro, hell no. Got up and got right in there. And I tell you what, man, that was an exciting moment. It was equal to the moment that Tyson Fury got up against Wilder. And I have to say, man, this heavyweight division is fire. Real quick about the points you were making. Anthony Joshua last night showed when Klitschko had him in trouble, showed similarities there. But the difference was that Klitschko didn't pull the trigger when Joshua was really stunned and was complacent after that for a few rounds. Andy Ruiz went in and he attacked. And so we saw the writing on the wall with Joshua's behavior like this in the past, with stamina being an issue and getting hurt and not being able to recover. The reason why he was able to recover in the Klitschko fight is that Klitschko let him off the hook. Andy Ruiz went in for the kill. Now, the fourth round was kind of slow, but he was setting it up. You could see the writing was on the wall that Andy was trying to set up right hands and left hooks every single time Joshua squared up and got fat.
The Sports Byline Network has obtained an exclusive interview post-fight with Anthony Joshua.
Oh, no.
Anthony, talk to me, please. Oh, no, they stopped the fight too soon, Johnny. That's what he was saying. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Signorella?
I say absolute BS. I actually counted from when he was floored. I picked up the referee's count at 4, right? And by the time he after he had turned his back, and by the time he went and leaned against the ropes, like he was chilling out in a lounge chair, I got to about 15 seconds. And I could tell, like, you know, I could see it in his eyes, his body language. And Joshua was like, I don't want to fight. I'm going to look for a way for it to seem like I kind of want to. And the referee will save me from myself. The referee did the right thing, because if he has to go get that mouthpiece that he also spit out, that's another 10, 15 seconds. You're going to give this guy 30 to 40 seconds to recover after being floored? That would have been a terrible disgrace to what Andy Ruiz was setting up and trying to do. So the referee did the right thing, and I'm glad that a lot of people aren't complaining about that. And Joshua was extremely classy in defeat last night.
I got to interrupt you right there. He wasn't classy in defeat because he went over to the corner and he quit like a dog, and he was whining and whining and whining. And then when the referee stopped the fight, he continued to whine. So, I mean, he didn't handle himself. He may have collected himself at the post-fight press conference,
yes,
you know, and said some nice things as far as maybe that Mike Tyson wouldn't say or something like that. But I'm telling you like this. The guy's... I thought he was like 18 karat gold. I really thought this guy was 6'7", that he had all the tools, that maybe he was the exception to the rule, Johnny, that he could come into boxing late and that he could make a success of it and really, really make a run and become an iconic fighter. Now, he's going to become an iconic fighter in the U.K. for winning the 2012 Olympic gold medal and selling out lots of seats. And maybe he can still sell seats in the U.K., but he's been exposed on the world stage.
He's an athlete, not a fighter. There's a difference, right? It's not in him to be blue-collared, bring your lunch pail to work type of guy. That's an Andy Ruiz, and he brings a lot of lunch. But you know what? He also packed a punch last night. So all the credit in the world. For Anthony Joshua, where does he go from here? Mentally, I think he's going to have a hard time recovering. Let's now talk about the obvious thing here. This is an embarrassment. If you tuned in last night, no disrespect to Andy Ruiz, I said leading up to this fight that I thought he was a very capable man, right? Good hand speed, good boxer, tough kid. All right. But if you're just a casual and you tune in, you see the heavyweight champ of the world, this guy that looks like a Greek god, chiseled from stone, against a guy that looks like he just left the nearest taco truck, getting in there and handing this man his ass. Like, that's an embarrassment, a mental, I think, setback big time. And even Eddie Hearn was hinting that at the press conference. And yes, once Joshua got his wits, he was much more classy, much more clear, even though I do feel he was strongly concussed last night. I really do think he was.
I don't laugh at guys getting – listen, folks, I wanted him to win the fight. I thought he would win the fight easily. And I don't laugh at when guys get concussed, okay? But some guys sort of bring it on themselves, and he sort of brought it on themselves. In other words, he thought he was too big to get it together. I don't think he prepared fully. He took Andrew Ruiz lightly. And, you know, like I took Juan Rodriguez lightly, and Juan lit me up like the White House Christmas tree, something he could never, ever do again in his life 1,000 times. It just happens. You know what I'm saying? If you don't prepare, it happens. I give it to Andy. Andy brought it. Andy's a new champion. Of course, Andy and Wilder. There's going to be a rematch here. I guess that's going to be the immediate thing, right?
That's what they were saying last night. But remember, Ruiz is affiliated with PBC, which is Fox and Showtime, Deontay Wilder.
Al Heyman.
I don't know. Let's see what it, yeah. Let's
are you
see
trying to tell?
Happens.
Are you trying to tell me Al Heyman's got now Wilder and him?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
to my knowledge.
Oh,
world got shook last night.
How did the black guy sneak in the back door on this one, man? I mean, how did he? I looked at that team last night. There was Tom, the guy from Goosen. I can't think of his name right now. Dan Goosen's brother-in-law. There was all kinds of these guys up there on the stage. I didn't see too many guys that I recognized, but I don't know. I got to give Andy all kinds of props, and you know, Top Rank sent them there. But you notice Bob Arum didn't come, did he?
No, I didn't see him out there last night. You know, like I was saying, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
No, like I was saying, like, you know, Ruiz's affiliation is to the PBC, so that I know of, because that's where he fought last. And credit to Andy, remember, he just fought a month ago, you know, and stopping a pretty decent fighter in Alexander Dimitrenko in the fifth round. And then he takes us on short notice. Can we call him the Mexican Rocky? He deserves the title.
Did you hear that long pause there?
That's
a bit of an ominous answer for you, I think. Okay?
Am I going too crazy here?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not a big fan of Stallone. I'm a fair fan of the character. My interactions with Stallone personally are different. The character was good. the Sylvester Stallone character, of course, Rocky Balboa. It brought boxing into the hearts of a lot of people. Of course, after Muhammad Ali left, and I think that was important. And he's still doing it, and he's got a new Rambo movie coming out soon. The last Rambo movie. I think this one is finally called Rambo Dies.
I think so, right? I mean, how old is he now? 75?
Hey, listen, the guy takes a lot of steroids, and I'm telling you, he admits it. The human growth hormone, all that kind of good stuff, he admits taking that. In fact, when he went into Australia about 4 or 5 years ago for something, maybe it was the Olympics, he was popped with performance enhancing drugs going in. So the dude's been taking all these performance enhancing drugs, you know, and they don't tend to make your what did they do to Evander Holyfield? He was his testicles were, what they call them, atrophied? What's the word they use there?
I think that sounds right, but I know they do definitely shrink the sack a little bit.
Speaking of the sack, you know what? Johnny was supposed to leave and go somewhere, but he's going to stick around. We're talking UFC next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the Gilfrey no commitment text line. Yes, you can text the studio. 415-275-1613. The studio text line once again. 415-275-1613. Radio Notes, the Taco Man audio magazine, kicks ass on all the shows on this network. It just does. It really is knocking out all bums. Check it out Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, of course, the Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM Channel 211. You are tuned to Ring Talk, baby, live on Sports Byline.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. it's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
I'm getting a lot of heat here. A lot of heat. A lot of heat on social media. Get this. Pedro Fernandez said, what is a Mexican heavyweight? A fat Mexican middleweight. Ooh, okay. Pedro Fernandez says Mexican heavyweights don't have a chance. They're not really competitive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All this is true. I did say that, but I will say this, okay? Negro Damas, that's his name. He's a social media character on Twitter and Facebook. But Negro Damas did predict that Andy Ruiz would knock out Anthony Joshua. So I guess you, Johnny, what can I say? Can you go against a guy that's named Negro Damas?
Absolutely not, especially when he's confirming predictions such as that.
Jeez. Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, I'm hot on Khabib coming back later this month. In fact, later this year, it's going to be September the 7th in Dubai. Looks like he's going to take on Dustin Poirier. I'm talking about the undefeated lightweight champion Khabib. I won't even go into his last. Okay, forget it. Anyway, bottom line is he's undefeated, 24, 25 fights. Call it what you want, but he's undefeated. The guy was wrestling lions and tigers when he was a kid. Now he's like the lightweight champion, of course, coming off that controversial post-fight behavior with Conor McGregor, which I thought Conor sort of brought on himself. Conor got nothing out of that one, and basically Khabib got the stick you know where. But at the end of the day, I think Khabib might be the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts. He or Henry Cejudo. Now, that's a conversation we'll have a little bit later. Last night, actually yesterday, in Stockholm, Sweden. That's like good old Sweden, baby. I was there one time for like 45 minutes, and I couldn't wait to leave. Why? I was dying to get to Spain. Anyway, the bottom line is Stockholm, Sweden, the main event last night was Mr. Gustafsson. I mean, he came to fight. There's no doubt about it. He's a hometown guy. I mean, Alex is like, he's like a king. I mean, he's like, he really is. If there was a prince in Sweden, it would be Alex Gustafsson. But guess what? He didn't win, and he didn't win again at home. This has got to be tough for him. It's really, really got to be tough for him. Let's go to the post-fight interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 38 seconds of round number 4. Declaring the winner by submission due to a rear naked choke, Anthony Lionheart Smith!
Ladies and gentlemen, what an incredible bout. I'm here with your winner. Something you said to me earlier this week, you said people forget I'm a legitimate black belt.
Yeah, man. I joke around all the time with my black belt, Scott Morton. He's one of the best jiu-jitsu practitioners on the planet. I've been with him from white belt through black. Man, and finally we're getting to a spot where we can start showing it.
Talk to me about that first couple of rounds. You had a good pace, you felt like you were controlling the octagon, but the third round started to slip away from you a little bit. Did you feel that? How did you regroup in the corner?
You know, the first hard punch I landed in the first round, it's a hard left hook, broke my hand, so I can feel it clicking around. So I just had to figure it out, you know what I mean? I couldn't throw, I tried to throw a couple hard body shots after that, and I could feel it swelling in my glove, so I think a little bit of it was panic.
But you kept you calm, you got the victory. So what do you do now? You were talking about taking a rest, you're going to let the division settle down and see who presents themselves?
You know, before I talk about what's next for me, I want to give such a big thank you to not just Alexander Gustafsson, but the entire country of Sweden and Stockholm itself. I'm telling you guys, I know that I was coming into enemy territory, but you guys all week long didn't make me feel like an enemy. So I think that you guys seen that me and Alex respect each other. You know, it's kind of a crappy deal, man. Like, one of us has to win, and of course I want it to be me. But there's part of me that's sad for him because he's one of the best light heavyweights on the goddamn planet. It just sucks that we had to meet up.
Absolutely. Well, you've earned that victory tonight, my friend. Go get some rest. Get that hand healed up. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Lionheart Smith. Let me have a quick word with your hometown hero, Alex. Talk to me about how you're feeling right now. Obviously frustrated.
No, I'm very disappointed. You know, it happened again. I lost in my own home. But you know what? It's a sport. you know, it's hard. You do it because you love it, and, you know, it is what it is, you know. Lionheart Anthony Smith here is a beast, man. You know, he's tough as snails and a great guy. He's been, every time I see him, he's always been great. He's a true warrior, a true fighter, and a great guy to have in this division. I just want to thank you all for coming out here tonight and support all of the fighters here. So every time the UFC comes back, it's like, you know, it's just every time it's a highlight. It's every time amazing to be here and to compete and in front of you and hear all the cheers. And what can I say? The show is over, guys.
He retired right then and there. He dropped his gloves in the center of the octagon, and that was it for the former challenger for the light heavyweight championship who gave John Jones one hell of a run. I'm talking about Alexander Gustafsson. Pretty good career, no doubt about that. If he's over, it's 18-6. As for the upset-minded Anthony Smith, he came in with the upset in mind. Of course, he pulled it off. He went over into somebody else's hometown, essentially, into Gustafsson's house, and he beat him handily, of course, stopping him in the fourth round with that rear naked choke. But I got to say this. The guy's 32-14. He's a veteran, now a black belt. You got to give Anthony Smith all kinds of props because, you know, he's a journeyman. People thought he was a journeyman. Guess what? He's beating world-class guys now and hanging with the champ. It drew 14,319 people last night, a $2 million gate at the Ericsson Globe Arena. That was in Stockholm, Sweden. Of course, that is the UFC in a nutshell. Now, we want to talk some about the upcoming UFC contest. And the reason why I left Johnny around is that Johnny's a bit of a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Or anyway, he's my go-to guy when it comes to nuts. And Tony Ferguson is going to be fighting on June 8th. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about Tony Ferguson and the fact that this went down.
Okay, I just want to point one thing. I actually left the location with my son. I was not comfortable with it anymore.
Okay.
He is a professional fighter.
Okay, and is he there by himself or is there anyone else there?
No, he's there with himself, just the dogs. But he's there by himself.
And it's your husband?
Yeah, it's my husband.
What's his name?
I just want to let you guys know he's a professional fighter because, one, I don't want no cop to get injured or anything.
Yeah,
if you just send one.
No, we don't want anyone to get hurt. What's your husband's name?
Tony Ferguson.
Tony?
Yes.
How old is Tony?
He's 35. We've been trying, us and his management team have been trying to get him help for some time now. Actually, the cops were called to my location about a year ago, around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying all year for him to get help, and he refuses. And now he's to the point where he's really
bad. Has he been diagnosed
really
with anything?
No, because we haven't been able to get
him. Okay.
Yeah, he's actually worse. And
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
He really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
You'd be better off meeting in the general area of your house since they're going to be responding there. The police station's a little
far. I don't want to go near my house.
Okay, ma'am, not right next to it, just somewhere in that general vicinity. Maybe over by Sandpoint Park or over MacArthur Place wherever you feel comfortable. If you want to, if you're not comfortable anywhere near the house, then you can come to our station. It'll just take longer for us to get to you.
March 25th, 2019, Tony Ferguson's wife calling the cops saying, "Hey, man, this guy's flipped his lid, pouring holy water on me." Now, again, I know some of you misogynists out there are saying, yeah, I'd like to pour holy water on my wife or my old lady and that kind of good stuff. Yeah, and I get the joke, okay? But this is no joke. This guy's doing it for real. And, of course, that was March 25th. And now, on May 25th, they announced he's going to fight the cowboy Donald Cerrone. They're talking about getting him psychological help, psychiatric help, medical help, and then they're going to put him in the octagon like 8 weeks later. Something doesn't smell right about that, Johnny Sig.
This is awful. You could hear the fear in that woman's voice, how in fear of her life she was, or what this man would be capable doing against other people, such as cops and other civilians and stuff of that nature. This is terrible, man. Like, this guy should not be able to fight at all, period. You know, he's 35 years old. He's already showing residual effects, the negative residual effects of boxing, mixed martial arts, combat sports in general, that rattle the brain and make people act crazy. They go Bobby Brown on people, man. Let's face facts. It's no good.
Well,
so we got to watch after these guys, man.
I will say this about Mr. Ferguson, okay? He doesn't spar when he trains. He has no sparring in his training, so the only punishment he says he takes is in fights. Thus far, he's had a good run, man. He hasn't really lost in a long time. Of course, Mr. Donald Cerrone, sort of your last-minute guy, the gatekeeper of the UFC, he steps in and fights anybody from at lightweight or welterweight. Now he's going to fight Tony Ferguson at lightweight. Now, I guess they're going to eventually, I guess Tony Ferguson wins and he doesn't flip out and he doesn't, like, you know, gouge Joe Rogan's eyeballs out in the center of the octagon. He's probably going to get hooked up with the winner of the Dubai fight. I'm talking about Khabib and Dustin Poirier. Of course, that's going to go down September the 7th, the Dubai UFC 242. Wow. I guess if you got a guy like Tony Ferguson and you're the promotion, you're willing to use him, you better use him fast and get rid of him quick. You know what I'm talking about? In other words, get it done.
Yeah, he's a talented guy, though. But, I mean, is for the price of entertainment worth the cost of what this man might potentially do if he runs that gauntlet? Say he gets past his next assignment, has to face Khabib. Man, Khabib could do some serious damage to just about anybody. You know, does this guy belong in that same octagon? We'll find out what he's got left. And he's got to be on good behavior. You know, I mean, he just got in trouble recently. Let's see how it plays out down the stretch, because I don't think this is a one-and-done situation right now. I think these type of things become repetitive. I think we'll see more things. You know, I hope we don't. I hope we don't. But unfortunately, history has been written on situations like this where guys start to go a little bit crazy. And I think we're starting to see a little bit of that in Tony Ferguson. But hopefully he prevails and, you know, is able to fight and keep his mental capacity intact.
The pound-for-pound king, in my mind, in the world of mixed martial arts is the world bantamweight, taking back the uncrowned world bantamweight champion, the current world flyweight champion, Henry Cejudo, 2008 Olympic gold medalist out of East L.A. Taking on Marian Moraes. That's going to go down June the 8th, of course, at the United Center, Chicago, Illinois. Co-feature on the card, another title fight, 125 pounds. Valentina Shevchenko, very talented young lady, taking on Jess Guy. Tony Ferguson, as I said, in that third fight, taking on Donald Cerrone. Jimmy Rivera and Peter Vian in the bantamweight bout, that's 135 pounds. And the heavyweight contest featuring a Samoan, which means anything goes, baby. Tai Tuivasa taking on Blagoy Avanov. Speaking of Blagoy Avanov, the Russian. A Russian took care of business last night. And, you know, I don't want to brag or boast, but if you heard me talk about Jimmy Mahua yesterday, I said he was going to get knocked out because he had a glass jaw. Well, he got knocked out with a head kick 42 seconds of the first round. I'm not prophetic just on that one case because I know what a glass jaw is. Johnny Sig, you return in hour number 2. What's happening?
Yes, sir. We're going to break down boxing division by division because things got shook up in the boxing world. We'll start with the heavyweights and take it from there. Talk to everyone in hour number 2. Thank you for listening.
Now, we continue, of course, with hour number 2 live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio. But I think Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 211, drops us for hour number 2. So if you're on Sirius, you want to listen to hour number 2, just click on over to sportsbyline.com and hit the Listen Live button. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No. He really just random stuff, you know, like... He puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station? Bad enough.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family.
Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone says, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Mike Tyson, telling it like it is, baby. Of course, Mike is a great, great historian. If you sit down with Mike, you would be surprised how smart he is as far as actual intelligence is concerned. I mean, you think, oh, he's just a boxer. No, Mike's smart in a whole lot of ways. Not a genius, per se, at a whole lot of things outside of boxing history, but, man, Mike is well-versed on a lot of subjects. Speaking of well-versed, the man that predicted the Andy Ruiz knockout going in was Nigrodamus. And who is Nigrodamus? He is Otis Griffin, light heavyweight boxer, former USBA, light heavyweight title holder, of course, out of Sacramento, California. He was a main eventer up there, traveled around the world, held a couple of those regional titles. Triple OG, got to give Otis Griffin props for being Nigrodamus and predicting this big knockout upset I'm talking about. Andy Ruiz, if you haven't heard it, you're hearing it now for the first time. Wow, where were you a little earlier as Andy Ruiz talked about winning the heavyweight championship? You know, and I think the most touching part of his post-fight spiel was that, Mom, we don't have to struggle anymore. Well, you were making a few million bucks this time, so if your mom had to struggle with the money you were making off this fight, you must be a heavy spender. But I guess you got to eat a lot. Anyway, the bottom line is you got to give Andy Ruiz a lot of props. Anthony Joshua, let's spit on him, and I mean spit with an H, because, you know, at the end of the day, it was his job to perform. He didn't perform. He didn't even come close to what his physical attributes would indicate that he has the ability to do. I'll just put it to you like that. What am I trying to say? Anthony Joshua, a little shy, maybe atrophied down there. I'm not saying he took steroids, but he appears to be a little short in the sack. You know where I'm coming from? Hamster-like intestinal fortitude. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide forthcoming. We'll talk a little MMA. We'll talk a little boxing as well. And we'll hear from the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, and why he irritates people. Why does he talk so much smack? Ali Amor, next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you lose us on your channel, check, pick us up. SportsByline.com.